That's all in time for Unbound to brought you a Baker's Mild Nerding and Delta. Well, yesterday, Abner hit upon a plan of letting another mouse in one Dr. Older's scientific craft in order to make his mission off the elusive fly, and thus encourage him to leave the store. However, before Abner was able to see plan to exit, one discovered a mouse, presumably fly, in one of the traps. Dr. Older lay in joyous triumph, but was stirred up such emotion and sorrow in Abner that the poor old fellow fainted. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, folks, throughout the year, there are always a great many people troubled with colds. Now, your chance of escaping a cold is not very great. That's why you should be prepared. Yes, when a cold happens alone, be prepared to enjoy the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for prompt relief from that miserable ache all over feet. B, be wise. Beware of baths and overheated rooms. Eat wisely and best comfortably. C, comfort. Just start with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy, sore throat, which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. So try Alka-Seltzer next time a cold makes you miserable. Keep an ample supply on hand all the time. And for economy's sake, ask her to get the large 60-cent package. It contains more than three times as many Alka-Seltzer tablets as the smaller yet pointed size that costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets have down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in time is. As we look in the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears and John Don's order eagerly questioning after about the whole episode. Listen.
I mean, it's just freedom. Was it Clyde in that trapper, wasn't it?
No, Grandpa, I just told you it weren't Clyde. I just thought it was him.
Well, who was he?
Well, I don't know what his name was. It's just some mouse that was put in there. Just some stranger mouse, I reckon.
Not even really the Clyde.
Not as far as I know. See, I heard a few of the Law got the same idea as he.
Yeah, Clyde is that?
The one about getting some other mouse and slipping in the traps while Dr. Rover weren't looking, so that Dr. Rover would think he'd caught Clyde and leave the store.
Yeah. It worked, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it worked. Old Dr. Rover kicking out here like the happiest man you ever seen. It worked good.
Well, what are you kicking about then?
I ain't kicking, Grandpa. I just saying that it was peculiar that both me and Long got the same mouse.
Oh, I tell you, if I explain to you, I'm just getting a argument.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I don't want
to argue. It's one thing about me. I like to get the whole story, and I like to get it straight.
Grandpa, I told you the whole thing 1,000 or 100 or 20 or come along. Get him to explain it to you. I'm tired of showing.
Let's see now. Clyde's dead, ain't he? Or did he leave town?
No, it was Dr. Over that left town. Clyde's alive and well and happy and healthy. He's even fine.
He's in on a good partner in town.
Well, why don't we get Dr. Over to pay for it? He was the one that told her to face up this way.
No, I don't have nothing more to do with him. He's too hard to get rid of.
Well, what are we going to do then, Long? Can't leave the store looking like this, whole floor in it. Doggies can see right down to the dirt through there.
I know it looks awful.
Somebody's going to break their neck off along them two to six there.
Well, we've had to put some boards across there. No, we aren't.
See that? I'm going to get across there this morning. I thought I was playing hopscotch for a few minutes.
We just have to go ahead and get Eugene out of it. I don't know where we're going to get the money to pay him, though.
No, ain't much cash in the cash drawer, I know that.
We do it some way, we're going to get back the money in a hurry.
I've been looking for that same thing all my life.
Charlie Grant, people made a bunch of money the other day.
Well,
if that's what we need right now, some extra cash.
Yeah.
Get the store fixed up and get some more bills paid and some stuff merchandise.
Yeah, be the honest thing at all. Fantasy, that's
good. Charlie Grant, you'll need yourself a nice little bit of money.
Grandpa, don't interrupt us. We're trying to study here.
Well, what did you say, Grandpa? Charlie Grant, you made some money?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Well, if he makes some money, I don't get any money out of it. There's a lady that comes to me in town.
Tell her how good, Grandpa, and do a side.
Oh, I like to let him inherit some rich uncle or something.
No, he's for share.
Chair,
you know. And the cuter part of it is the chair wasn't no good neither.
I ain't fine.
Standing up on something like it was old battered thing he had sitting around a standing there.
Well, we got some old chairs for it. We couldn't make enough money out of them, Grandpa. Don't believe they bring you what a dollar a piece they bring you that much.
Now, that's where you're wrong. It's because Charlie told his food being $75 for it.
Well, we got to start. One chair?
Yes, sir.
$75?
That's why I said.
Well, he must be a idiot.
Oh, ain't doubt about it.
Well, he lost his folks there.
He said he wanted to ride because it was, what did he call it? Chippendale or Chipdale, I believe it was.
Chipdale.
Yeah, and it sure was, too. Chipped all over.
$75?
Well, you could tell by looking at it, it wasn't worth a dime. Made out of that old, tiny, solid wood.
Well,
None of that new, up-to-date, good-looking veneer on it. Or not that light-colored mission oak.
Yeah, but...
Not the furniture they make nowadays.
Well, I don't know. Well, that fella must be catch for all I can see them.
Well, where are they? I bet you that fella's one of them antique crackers.
Oh, yeah, I'll be the treated for sale.
Antique dealer, I'm picking those things like that.
What in the world is that?
Well, that's a car that goes around buying a lot of old stuff and selling it.
You mean a junk man?
Well, no, not exactly.
That's what the junk man does.
I know, but the difference is the antique dealer charges you about 50 times as much.
Things
I believe that's giving me an idea, though.
Well, you know good and well we can't go around paying $75 for old broke-down chairs.
I don't mean that. I mean, we'll find some old antiques and go to the pen of Charlie's. I know we could dig up some better antiques than Charlie did.
Dig up?
James, will you get hold of that fella's name for us, Andres?
Yeah, sure. Just on my way over to Charlie's.
Yeah, what do we do this digging, Mom?
Up in your attic.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't mean the kettles. I mean, looking around up there.
Oh.
Oh, that old junk you got stored up there. We're bound to find some old valuable antiques amongst these.
Valuable junk up my attic?
Yeah, when we get done working, we're going right over there and start looking.
Don't be long. I don't believe there's a single chair up here toward the world.
Well, I told you it don't have to be chairs, Mr. Harry.
I looked in every corner of this attic. You could be smart. I reckon they could make such a dumb. I busted them up in the kennel with. I don't know.
Well, antiques can be anything. So old and old things. I think that's what they're looking for. Is that right, Grandpa?
I don't know, Mom. I know Charlie sold that old junk-sized chair to the fellow.
Like what, for instance, Grandpa?
Oh, I don't know. I forget just now.
Dog is there. I am up there looking my head off, and I don't know yet what we're looking for. Start kicking stuff over here and don't know what I found it or not.
Well, I ain't for sure myself. All I know is it has to be some old and sort of broke down.
Well, this fellow Grandpa, then.
Oh, no, no. I come pretty high. I won't miss anything out of me.
Oh, it means some have our connections with history.
History, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. I've seen one of the Pearl's history books right over here in that box there a while ago. But she's in
the But one of the things was, Charlie, though, was old musket.
Musket?
Yeah, what worth 2 cents? They thought we'd get a good price for it.
Huh.
Muzzle was bent and the powder horn that went with it was cracking too much time. Couldn't have shot nothing with it.
What in the world? He won't have for it. Oh, yeah, I've got a good enough
of them. Oh, he wanted this thing because it was used in some certain battle in the Civil War or period or something. He didn't think that made a value on it.
Well, if that's what he wants, there's a whole trunk full of Civil War junk set right over here. Papa left it over here. Don't know where he got all this stuff, but it's right in here.
Well, right, maybe that's just what we're looking for, eh,
Pa? Wait, here comes the old man. Yeah,
I'm a good scamper.
Don't reckon they'd want to buy one of them old things in there, would you? Look at that.
They're old enough, I'll see that.
Oh, yeah, they're old.
Over it. Let me see what's in there. Get your head right around.
Oh, shoot. There's that old Confederate uniform, huh? That's no good. Full of mothballs. Them mothballs sure do attract them all, don't they? Look at
it. Let me see your uniform.
Ain't no good. Just hesitate.
Yeah, how about that board in there?
No, that ought to be worth something. Look at that.
Oh, no, I second thought it ain't. In too good condition. But they ain't more broke down than that.
Well, maybe we could bend it up and hack it around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right about this cold. It's too bird gone.
Oh, yeah.
Buttons on it might be or something, though. We can just put them over there.
Go ahead. I don't care. What else you find there, Grandpa?
And you can't throw a button off that rip and the whole thing feeds here.
Oh, wait, there's that guy there. I'll be up to your work. Let me see
that. What in the world is that?
There.
He's canvas sewed in the line there. Look at that.
Well,
got some lighting on it. Looks sort of like a map.
A map?
I believe that's what it is. Look here. That's giving directions just towards the world. Look here, it says Iron Ridge on
there. Iron Ridge?
Maybe buried treasure for all we know.
What?
Might be. Wait a minute. There's a name on here. Captain Charles Quantrell.
Never heard of him.
Wait a minute. Quantrell, I've heard of him. Quantrell and the Raiders. Four cantered in part of Arkansas during the Civil War. Sure, I read all about him.
You say he was actually in Arkansas during the
War? Oh, yeah, 1863. I read all about that. Him and his men collected all kinds of valuables in the way made. Captain Charles Quantrell.
Oh, heard of valuables.
Well, do you recollect anything about where he's buried in any trees or anything?
No, but I'll tell you this. If he buried any around here, it's more like still here. Because he was killed in Kentucky in May 1865. Never been told.
I know. Did you hear that, Ron?
Yeah. I agree, this might be just a wild goose chase, but it's worth a try.
What?
You'll get hold of it and quick to deal after we're going to start out. Because then, very fair, down here, we'll...
Well, here we go. I'm inclined to agree with Lum that it might be a wild goose chase, but then, who can tell? So be sure to join me on the next one you visit Tom and High Ridge. Friend, have you ever had this experience? You go to bed at the usual time, you seem very tired, but somehow you just can't sleep. Nervous tension keeps you awake, and you turn fret and worry through the night. You worry about the next day's work, about the children, how unmanageable they've been lately. And the black hours of the night drag along to the day of morning, but still no sleep. Well, friends, next time nervous tension threatens to bring you a night like this, try Mild Nervine. Thousands upon thousands of folks take Mild Nervine at a time like this because it's mild, dependable, and effective. It's a sedative that helps ease nervous tension. It soothes overwrought nerves and brings relaxation and sleep. So get Mild Nervine from any druggist, either the effervescent tablets or the liquid. Caution, you don't get directed. Then next time you can't get to sleep because of nervous tension, relax with Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Mild Nervine.